social slime. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one makes con. Trees, lie to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower class and social slime. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre, rape, they burn. The kids, no one makes con. Trees, lie to your face.
Huh?
Coming back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. And I'm your host for the next hour. And right now, I'm going to drag in a good friend, Karen Draper, from Calgary. And they're putting on, I think it's the 13th and 14th of April, an event in Calgary, and they've been working extremely hard on it.
Hello.
Karen, how are you, my dear?
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was just telling people that you guys have the event going. It's the 13th, 14th, right?
That's right.
And it's called?
The Time Is Now.
That's right. The Time Is Now.
And united we stand. So
that's right. So how is it going?
Well, this week is insane with details and preparation. Sometimes I wonder why I take on such big projects like this. It's going great. There are so many really great elements, especially to the public outdoor event that happens on Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m. at Calgary City Hall. We have a youth group called ACT Youth that's going to perform a song. We have a lineup of different speakers, about 20 of them actually, with just like little 5-minute punches. Of course, we'll sing O Canada first, and there will be some
The new version or the old version?
There is no new version. There's just one version of
You're
O
not
Canada.
Accepting the new version.
Hey, I don't accept the new version. Did you see that they even saying like the old version at like pretty much all the sporting events since it's come out? So that's kind of promising to see. Like when we watch it on, my mom's always watching like the Blue Jays games and the different.
Oh, they're not
sporting
playing
events.
The new one. They're not playing the
they're
new.
They're still singing the old version in most
good for
cases
them.
That I've seen. So it's not too progressive in the sports yet.
Oh, that's good.
Saturday in the afternoon, it's going to be supposed to be a positive, uplifting message. People coming together. Actually, I just got all 14 province flags in the mail today. So we will be holding all of the province's flags, just saying a prayer for Canadians to rise up for the people to come above some of this hate and division and identity politics, as well as the corruption and the collusion with all the systems and organizations combined, working towards, you know, things that would be a little bit more destructive to our nation. And it looks like we've got hundreds coming. So we also have the local Antifa. Oh, when we did the interview last time, Ron, we had Sandra Solomon on the show with us.
Right.
And there was actually, she made the news a couple weeks ago. She is the woman that was at the mosque in Toronto that had, she wanted to go in and debate with an imam. And she was told to beat it, basically. They didn't let her in or entertain a conversation with her. And so she was putting some of her flyers and pages of verses on people's windshields, explaining her story. Her flyers just explain her story about leaving Saudi Arabia and coming to Canada. And so the media reported it as like hate, an investigation towards a hate crime. So what's actually happened is because Sandra Solomon was invited to conference, because we have a conference that's happening on Friday evening before, and so that she will be in Calgary this weekend, is check this out. The Muslim Association of Canada has decided to counter-protest our gathering at City Hall in Calgary. I'm not even joking. we have Antifa and we've got the Muslim Association of Canada that are going to come to try to disrupt our event. I'm really hoping that everyone understands that there are children there and families, and whatever beef anyone has with an individual, like, I find it, I mean, they have their free speech too, right? But we had a hotel that was booked for group bookings, that people traveling into town could just say the time is now and get a discounted rate. And when people started going to book the hotel, they were told that the booking was canceled. And I phoned, and the hotel manager got a phone call. And this is what the Antifa does, is they phoned the hotel and told them a bunch of lies, called us whatever they said. I don't know what they said about us. The manager was like even scared to tell me what they said. They decided to not give us the business, or like not let us give them the business anymore because of these prank callers. So it's there's a few things that have been getting kind of riled up as far as, people communicating about these, things that have come up. And, like I said, we have so many really positive elements. When Becca Shea is singing her song Heartbeat, it's got like a tribal drum kind of sound to it. And it's it talks about just strength being together and unity. And that's when we will actually be recording people dancing around with all the province's flags. We're going to make a music video. And, hopefully there's not so much disruptions that we can actually just do the itinerary for our event. It's going to be a real big test of character, I think, for some people to be confronted like that. There's people that are coming that absolutely don't deserve that. So it'll be interesting, though, just to see how people can actually, contain themselves when there's such strong differences of opinions like that. Like, you take the spiritual and psychological war that we're having, and then this is it. Like, people will actually be a witness to what happens when people can't put their differences aside and come together, right?
Well, I find it amazing because if a Muslim faction is going to show up there, and
it's right on the Muslim
Antifa, if those both are coming, should you hoist the United Nations flag to make them feel welcome?
We were thinking about, like, because we have people that are Chinese, Filipino, Sikh, like, white, Native, like, we have people of all these different races. We were thinking about, like, just doing a lineup, the one of each of the different races, and, singing one of those, like, old, like, really racist, like, Nazi songs or something like that. Like, I don't know. I definitely will not put up a United Nations flag.
unless you're going to burn it.
Yeah. Right?
Did you anybody that's putting this on, did anybody get a hold of any of the council, the Calgary Council?
Well, being the permit and the organization that has the permit, there has been in close contact with the city and with police officers as well. And I'm not sure actually about the different ward members, though. What are you suggesting, that we send them a message for them to
invite them? Invite them. You know, I gave a talk in London, Ontario, a few years ago, and that's what we did. We the people that put it on, they invited me down there. They I mentioned about the council, so they put a notice out to the council, invited them, and one counselor actually showed up, which kind of threw me, but he gets all this stuff, and I said, well, if you get all this stuff, how the hell did you get elected, right? and he says, well, everybody hated that counselor so bad you could have ran a dog or a raccoon, he would have won, right? But it would be interesting, you know, because if you're doing this at City Hall and you invite the members or the council, including the mayor, and seeing as he's Muslim and there's a Muslim faction coming, maybe he would like to speak to them. Because if they don't, if you invite them and they don't show up, that's pretty powerful.
That's right.
You know.
Well, and some people work opposite than that, right? Like in seeing this news, besides reporting like just what happened with the hotel and that we're being harassed a little bit with the business that we're trying to do in Calgary, you know, I'm trying not to do anything hasty. I'm trying to be objective and make sure that I don't just have any knee-jerk reactions to the stuff that's happening around. And then there's others, like when they hear, they'll share that news. Like if someone finds out that the Muslim Association of Canada is counter protesting a Christian event, you know, they share it, and the comments and the, you know, just everyone getting themselves all worked up is actually, like, I worry a little bit about our side as well, right? Like, regardless of what the Muslims are saying amongst themselves, just because they don't like Sandra Solomon and her testimony on their doorstep a couple of weeks ago, right? Then it's just like, you know, I think I heard that somebody actually like went to Mayor Nenshi's like Facebook page, and you know, people will start they just do the blame game and the condemning and the accusing, and it's I've witnessed a lot of rhetoric. They don't speak for me anyway, right? But like, it's not my choice of words, but it's a little, sometimes it shocks me a little bit, but I don't blame people when, you know, especially the people that are involved in, you know, research and truth and understanding what all these organizations do and what this means for a future. It takes people, like, it stresses people out. Right. So when people, you know, when they get triggered by something that is something that that they know is something to be stressed out about, then, you know, they're just not thinking properly.
The only thing that I can offer is that the people that are coming to the conference, especially at City Hall, that are coming actually for the conference, not to give it a hard time. If those people just, I love it because, you know, if you get up on your moral high horses and just, regardless of what they do, ignore them, right? If you can get your people to completely ignore these fools and not don't engage with them, right? Just let them yell and rant and carry on or whatever it is they want to do, and just carry on with what you're doing. You don't want to get sucked into any of that nonsense that they're throwing at you.
Right? Yeah, no, it's
you just
it's
want
true.
To stay calm and cool and get on with what you guys are doing, and that will be so positive because this is likely going to be in the media, And you don't want this to disintegrate into the pushing and shoving nonsense, which I've seen before.
Well, and that's what I put out there when because we have people now that kind of want to see this show, right? Like as it's developed. And that's just what I would put out there is everyone has to remember there are children there. The purpose of this event was to unite people that love Canada and that are worried about the way things are going. We want, obviously with Christian-based organizations, we want to lift his name high over our country, and we want all the people of Canada to be saved in more at this point in more ways than one. You know, like, there's so much that we need to do to be able to sustain and keep our communities the way that they are. And there's so many people that have no clue of what comes with these types of systems if we don't take the system back. And so it's just kind of the message that everyone is very, very loved. And I actually stand firmly beside the good people of Canada because we have the lowest hate, lowest racism in the world. I don't agree when the federal government calls us Islamophobic. I don't agree with any whining person that is feeling all victimized. Because everyone has their story, everyone has their path and their life, and no one is oppressed here in Canada. We're all free. So if anyone has something that's holding themselves, like their hearts down, and where they can't look at each other, and I mean, really, we can all look at each other, no matter who's standing right beside us, and we could be like, yeah, no, I don't want to see anybody getting sprayed with rounds from AKs in the streets of Canadian communities. So you can't really fight hate with hate. And I don't know, I just, my message to everybody that's coming out would be that this is going to be a very big test of our character to rise up, because a few people don't like a couple of the people that are attending this event, it, like, you know, it really doesn't give them much to stand on for why they would organize what they're doing, right? And you don't see this average commonly happen from Canadian people. You know, people have events and fundraisers and things all the time. You don't really see this happening in Canada, but why you're seeing it today is because people are going to defend themselves to the ground and put that before, like, you know, actually just like turning the other cheek, right? And God says to turn the other cheek. And I swear that the message and what we intended with this event is that we wanted to bring people good news. You know, we wanted to bring people news that we're stronger together and that we will be able to, you know, sustain and achieve these goals for our country. So,
well, you know, what I'm hoping happens, and I, like, if you guys can stay away from those running interference on your event, you just ignore them.
That's right.
And show that you're strong, right? And strength is not getting, you know, a show of strength is not getting sucked in by the rhetoric, right? You just stay above it. Because Calgary's a good sized town. It's a little over a million people or whatever. And, you know, I'm in a little wee town in Southern Ontario, comparatively speaking, to the size of Calgary. And, you know, when I was getting the names for running the election, one lady that I know a little bit, but, you know, just in passing and whatnot. And, you know, she said, you know, you're the only one here that'll say what needs to be said. And when I asked her, I said, why is that? You know, because I've been beat on hard. And I go, why is that? And she says, because everybody's afraid. And I think if you guys can hold your ground without getting sucked in to the Antifa or the Muslim group or whatever that's coming to give you a hard time, you can stay above that and show that your actual inner strength. I think that will do an awful lot to alleviate, because you know yourself, and there's a lot of fear. I mean, look at the guy, look at the place, the hotel or motel that you guys were going to book and get discounts on, right?
That's okay. Right. Like, people will steer clear of that confrontations, right?
That's
like
what fear does, right?
Yeah.
Fear makes people weak. And I'm hoping that out of this conference comes strength.
We can talk about, because what we planned is actually really amazing. We have, about 100 people that are going to be meeting Friday night, and we're going to be talking about current events in Canada. And there's also actually several really great ideas that are coming in proposals. There's projects that are going to launch after this weekend, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. And, you're a part of it too, Ron, because what we're going to do is we're going to take some of these solutions and we're going to educate some people, and we don't have to do it in a fear-mongering, threatening way. The truth is what's going to set everyone free, right? So I'm super excited about the group of people, and there's some people coming from all over the country to attend, and we're going to have some sandwiches and, a little bit of conference, and it's going to be that Friday night's going to be a good time seeing some old friends as well. And then so then we'll be there setting up and just going ahead with what's planned on Saturday. We have a barbecue. Art Pulowski has been feeding the homeless for over 20 years in Calgary, and he's dedicated his life serving hundreds of meals a week to the poor. So I've personally taken on the barbecue station, where I've got burgers and some snacks and things, and just people placing donations to help Art continue to do his mission is going to be happening. And while we get the barbecue started, there will be some wonderful gospel bands worship on. So the first hour, while everyone's arriving, it'll just be a nice social time for everyone to get there and have something to eat. And then we'll start with the itinerary from 12 till 2. It'll be, a mixture of from the anthem to the 20 people that are getting up and going through this lineup of speakers, and we're going to keep it interesting and keep it quick. And then we'll have the Becca Shea music video. And once we sound off that large trumpet call across our country and start this heartbeat, by about 3, we're going to march from City Hall to the Harry Hayes Federal Building. And bless his heart, Arthur Pulowski, we are going to be carrying a chain. And when we reach that destination, we will be cutting those chains symbolically to represent that we are all free people here. And hopefully maybe we'll cut a couple more chains just naturally with this event being so visually spectacular. It's actually going to be really visually great to see the flags, to see people's organizations, to see, to hear some great music and all those types of things. It should be really uplifting. And then Saturday evening, Becca Shea is coming. We got the Calgary Life Church venue booked, and Becca Shea will do a full set of a concert. And then we have motivational speaker Rob Smets, who is like 5-time world champion bullfighter, and in his retirement he's motivational speaker. We also have representatives from Teen Challenge talking about there will be a leader from Teen Challenge that will share his testimony and what their organization does. So we'll be able to reach across the generations and make sure that people understand what family and support and being sober, the message of being sober, I think, is a very important one when we have all this work to do. I myself keep myself sober. And then I might have a whiskey, though, after Saturday night, maybe a double. It's been a lot of work. We spent a lot of money too. I think we spent more than what we're gonna come out with proceeds. There's still tickets available, so anyone in Calgary that's listening, all you have to do is go to The Time Is Now 2018 on Facebook, and there's ticket links right there for the conferences on one link, and then the concert is another link, and those tickets are only $20 each. We kept the cost pretty low so that more people would just be able to afford it and come. And the concert, I swear, it's going to be so uplifting. It's going to be a good time. We can dance like King David, like no one's looking. It's just going to be a really fun time for everyone to relax. And then my house is about 5 minutes away. So maybe like nightcap crash, because like I swear this has been so much work organizing.
When you get into a thing like that, I mean, you end up running on adrenaline. And then when it's over, yeah, raise a glass and get some sleep.
I'll say one more thing, actually, just about all the details, is if anyone that's listening wants to help, I'm just going to be doing the shopping for this barbecue Thursday. So I am accepting donations if anyone wants to help this barbecue. Like I said, all the funds go to this man and his organization, and they feed the homeless. So email transfers are great. K_Draper, Draper, @shaw.ca. Just saying, if anyone wants to throw in $20 to get like a couple cases of drinks that can be for sale or anything like that, it would be super appreciated. And it's gonna be great. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I hope these little troublemakers that they just kind of stay out of our road.
Well, you stay above them. What the heck was I gonna say? You would be a great promoter for the Calgary Stampede. I just listened to you. I was just, you wow, let's get it done. There's
my parents used to say that I would be good on the radio. So hey, who knows?
Yeah, you would be. Well, speaking of radio, you guys have been working on this event for some time now. Have you had any inquiries, or have you sent any notices out to any of the media?
No. Well, to like trusted media sources, right? Like if you're talking about mainstream media, I personally boycott. I don't approve of CTV and CBC. Excuse me. And I am true patriot on that front. I like my UCY and my Rock the Boat Radio, and I like, we did reach out to several different like Christian magazines, Yes TV, Shine FM, a bunch of places that would have a little bit more interest to portraying it in a positive light, right? Uh-huh. Because what we will see is because this is what the Antifa does, just like they call the hotel and stuff. They will be sending memos to like the city and to the radios that there's this racist Nazi event happening, and everyone that's at City Hall is a bunch of homophobes. And so what people are actually going to witness, is that, they'll probably get all the interviews and they'll get all the wording, and, hopefully we can flip that script. So I don't know, maybe that's a suggestion from you that I should send them a press release. I am experienced sending press releases now that we've done so many events and things. So I find that they never respond, and that they usually show up on Antifa's side, right?
Right. Which just shows you who Antifa is, right?
And it's actually great. It's not great. But the rallies, like everything that happened last year over the summer, people protesting M103 and protesting in support of freedom of speech and all these things. And then these clash of protesters that show up, some in cases they became violent and things. There's been Antifa members arrested and stuff, but we are kind of living proof about the truth behind these rallies, because most of them are most of the people showing up are hardworking Canadians that are actually just opposing government policies. And, let's just say we're talking about, when people were pretty upset about all those border crossers last year, right? We're talking about that we're against illegal immigration, and we are counter-protested. And then the media said that there was an anti-immigrant rally held, and it's like, what? That's not what our event was like. Because and we were even like eventing, like the people that were there were not, like some of them are immigrants, right? Like,
right. Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Yeah,
that. Like, we're, like, living proof. I like actually being, like, getting to see the propaganda and the way that they play it out, because what they're doing is they're just making it seem so that anyone just in the public that isn't involved, anyone witnessing their news articles, they will just be like, oh, like, we don't want to join in any protests. Like, that's crazy. Like, what kind of crazy stuff is happening, right? So, and that's what the Antifa is. They're agitators, and they will come and shout in your face. They'll take one picture of, you know, two people shouting at each other, and then that's what they'll say, is that this event is about is. And so this is what we can, Canadians are actually lucky to witness. It's horrible to witness, but, you know, what's happened in the nations all over the world is that when people are being oppressed by their tyrannical or totalitarian governments, you see groups of people gathering and trying to fight for their rights, as you know, being it's a natural, a national defense, you know, when people want to get together and like take care of and have sources to take care of each other. So this is like what we've witnessed ever since, you know, I was a kid in school. And I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't know any better, but now I know is that when we're being told that there's these civil issues in different nations, it's all propaganda. It's people rising up against the governments, and then they're being quelled by funded militant groups and quelled by, you know, the UN funds rogue guerrilla groups. And you know, it's, and then it's propagated to the people around the world that this is just the people like not being able to get along. So the same thing is happening now. It's happening now in Canada. These different organizations that come to counter protest good people's events and people standing up for freedom and democracy. It's exactly the intention, and is to be able to get media and cameras on it and project to the rest of the world that it's civil issues, right? And has nothing to do with the governments that people are fighting. So,
yeah, I was talking to Carl the other night, and, you know, I just told him, I said, you know, like, you know, shoot a lot of video, right?
Yeah.
Shoot as much video as you possibly can, because you may require some of that to counteract some of the nonsense that's going to hit the mainstream media, because it's really sad, because the mainstream media, even though these Antifa fools wear face masks and that, which would normally bring the police down on you at a protest where you're all wearing masks and that, or face masks, here it's the absolute opposite, right? Or at least that's what I see. I see the police siding with Antifa, and anybody that's against what's going on negatively in this country. It wouldn't matter if you were a bunch of happy clowns. If you're not spewing the globalist rhetoric, then you become a white supremacist clown. Or a Nazi clown or whatever. They will label anybody that speaks up or explains the truth to the general public. So I'm really, really hopeful that nobody gets caught up in the other side's rhetoric.
I'll actually say the Calgary police, individually, like in any conversations I've had in any activism and these rallies and stuff, I did a speech over a year ago at a M103 rally. And so I was talking about the word Islamophobia, and I was talking about the Islamic conquest that happened in Iran in 1979 and how Islam and about Islam and politics, right? Their political system. And, you know, when cameras are off and everyone's packing up and everything, the police actually, on numerous occasions, they have approached us and they said, thank you for what you're doing. They get it.
See, that's the weird part. You know, that's what I find. It's strange and it's sad. You know,
so people inner freedom. Inner freedom. People are free to also be freaks, right? Like, people are free. So these counter protesters, and I mean, whenever they've done something violent, and we have proof, and we've been able to forward it, and we know who the person is, they have been charged. The media won't. Share those stories, right? Just
no,
like
they but the share. Police. The police. When you're talking about the police, you know. You know, thanking you for what you do and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's the same thing when I ran in that election in 2007 and a policeman signed my papers. And, you know, he just looked at me and he says, you know, I'm signing this because I believe you have it in you to make this a better place and turn a better country. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a nice thought, but, you know, you obviously get it, right? So we have to get these people past the stage of just getting it. Right.
Well, and I was talking to he's a retired MP, is one of my favorite people in Calgary, and really patient with all my extreme right and conspiracy theories and conversations I bring up to him on what we can do about things. He absolutely supports defunding the United Nations. I'll just add that. And we have the petition to launch for that. And that's really cool. He helps me with things like that. But we were talking about the police, and this is something I agree on, is that the people that choose to be police officers, these are people that want to protect, people that want to do something good in their communities. It's a noble thing people do, and these are our brothers and sisters. These are good people. Now, remembering that one in every 100 person is an asshole, some of the people that get elected into different positions in, you know, throughout our systems, these are, you know, it can get hairy as far. And then when you got these people who have, you know, they go into work and they get their assignments for the day. You know, most of them, they're not being told to, like, go check out these mosques and let's see what terrorist organizations are linked to, you know, look up these guys or whatever. They're just getting totally. It's kind of the same as the education system. Like, the kids don't learn anything in school about the real world. The cops actually don't really get an opportunity to really protect and serve because their day-to-day job is mandated, right? So I'm just saying, I'm pulling a what's funny too is that the Calgary police, there's a person here, his name is Craig Collins, and he's a senior constable, Craig Collins. He is the director or the head of the his position title is called the hate crime coordinator. And I was like, well, I really hate that title. Like, why would you want to coordinate hate crimes? And what's been happening is, since last year, he's been talking to both sides, and he just wants to, like, he wants everyone to feel that they can trust him. And, like, you know, on a person, like, you know, I spent a couple hours talking to this guy because he ended up calling one of the venues that Antifa said that we were going to and asked them for my phone number. So I was like, the first thing I asked him, I was like, where did you get this number? Because only a couple people that I rally with and stuff have this number. And so he had to tell me the truth because he knew I'd find out the truth, right? And so, yeah, he just asked the hotel if they would give him my number, and they did. And so talking with him, he's moved here 9 years ago from the UK. You know, one of the reasons being was that he wanted a safe place to raise his family, because he was doing a similar job there. And I was, so, like, we were able to get really real about that topic, right? Because what's happening in London, I told him, I was like, well, you know, the last footage I saw of the London police, you know, was them getting their asses kicked by a bunch of Muslims because they've mass immigrated, funded a mass immigration to that country, right? Like, so I was like, pardon me, like, officer, like, what do you expect people to do, like, here in Canada when we see the same patterns happening here, and we're actually, like, you know, hopefully a few years, like, proactive in the situation where we can actually stop this from happening here, right? So I'm just like, I mean, what I find with the Calgary police, though, for one, that they're fair and they're great. Usually in these situations, they don't take sides, and they're technically they're not allowed to have an opinion or a biasness to it, right? But what I really believe in is that when push comes to shove, that individuals are going to make the right choice on what they're supposed to do in a situation that gets really hard, right? Because we haven't even experienced anything as far as hard, right? Like with, you know, we still have technically this like facade of everything's functioning normal for lots of people, right? I don't think people have the same kind of conversations that I have every single day. Like most of these people are not. I was door knocking too last night. I took my son door knocking because I'm volunteering just for one of my local, for our riding, for the political, or sorry, for the provincial party. And I was door knocking and I brought my son with me, and because he needed to get out and come for a walk too. And he had a hard hat on that he's been wearing all that day. And so we'd get to the door and I'd be like, we're here to fix Alberta.
He's a little guy with a hard hat, right?
He's four. Yeah. This little like Tinkertown hard hat or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, he was carrying my clipboard that had like membership applications and whatever. And I had the literature for this candidate that we have, who is a really great person. And these are people that I can tell anything to as far as my concerns go. So yeah, we, as soon as they answered, I was just like, we're here to fix Alberta. And my little guy got a photo. I got to post it still. He's pretty cute standing at the door.
I'm sure it put a smile on some people's faces.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it was a little deja vu from walking around with him from Halloween.
Yeah.
Seeing some of the neighbors again, and like what I was telling them too, because people get on the same, but people, the carbon tax is affecting people so bad. I mean, obviously Ontario can relate. I was actually thinking like the next rally that I propose doing is actually going to be a for Ontario, the people of Ontario rally, because you guys got your elections coming up this year. And I want to make sure that everyone's really loud and proud and praying that you guys get some change through those elections. So that's probably going to be my next initiative as far as any like rallies go. And there is supposed to be another big one on Parliament Hill. Actually, there's a couple bigger events that are supposed to be coming up. There's May 21st. It's called Patriot Pride Canada Wide. And there's several routes and maps where people are going to be marching and gathering again to protesting for responsible government. And lots of like-minded and really cool individuals organizing that. And then in July, I believe it's 14th and 15th, there's going to be a two-day event on Parliament Hill. And everyone is encouraged to join in the Canadian Coalition, Canadian Combat Coalition, C3, is hosting that event. And Sandra works really closely with Rick out there in Ontario too, where we should be at that point. Like if everyone's doing their jobs right, and if this kickstart event in April in Calgary lights a fire under anyone's butts, then we should be able to be thousands standing on Parliament. I mean, every policy that the federal government puts out just gets worse and worse. I don't know if anyone's watched Bill C-71, they're taking away more rights for firearm owners and putting more red tape for law-abiding citizens. And then right after it comes out C-75, where they've actually lowered the penalties and the sentences for a whole list of crimes. Like if you rape a child, your sentence is now lower. If you smuggle firearms into the country illegal, your penalties are lower as of if Bill 75 passes. So it's the most insane thing that I've ever seen. The people can fix it. It's just like what's the saying there, Ron? The government's biggest fear is the people you know, actually uniting, right?
Yeah. The people just don't, the people don't seem to understand yet that they are the power. They most definitely are the power. And I'm hoping that this conference, this day in Calgary, raises people up and shows them that it can get done, and that they do have the power to make the decisions and make the changes that need to be made in this country. So, you know, I'm really hopeful that my main concern with the thing is, especially at the municipal hall or city hall, is that everybody stays, regardless of what kind of nonsense gets thrown at you, is to just ignore it. Just completely ignore it. And that'll just make them crazy, of course, but I mean, their whole game is to egg people on and destroy or try to destroy what the good moral men and women are putting forward for the rest of the community. So, you know, if you stay above all that stuff and get some really good video and whatnot, because you're going to need some good video to counteract the CBC or the CTV take on the event, because I don't think they're going to come out all that positive.
I got to talk to Carl too, because everybody loves to put the camera on, you know, the freak show, like on the craziness, but it'll be like, okay, no, we got to capture the good things mm-hmm. that happen, right?
You don't worry about the other stuff. Just get the good stuff. You know, I mean, you shoot all the video you possibly can, but I mean, this is about putting a positive message forward, right? About you know, the gathering and people coming from here and there and all over the place. And I really like the idea of all the flags, you know.
Yeah, and they came in the mail today. I was like, yes, like, so cool. I just got to, like, open them all up and make sure they get all the folding creases out. Because, yeah, so cool. Becca Shea's original video was filmed in Israel. And she had, you know, like, this big tribal drum. And she had lots of these banners and flags, like, kind of like those chiffon kind of things. It was really really attractive video, for even in its simplicity, right? And I wanted all of Canada to be represented, because there's so many people that can attend. We have hundreds of people that are, like, you know, just sending well wishes and or they'll be, you know, tuning in. The time is now Facebook page. We're going to, you know, try to have that going live at the event. So if people go and join the page and like the event page and stuff, then they should get a notification when we're live on that. And like I said, I'm not really, because I'm going to be glued to that station, just collecting funds for the organization for art and street church. And then, but I'll be closing down that food stand by the time that Becca Shea song comes on. So there might be a video of me dancing around somewhere, because I can't wait. I can't wait just to the heartbeat, right? Like, it's just really going to be a powerful song and it'll make people smile. I know it when they see it. So, hopefully, we can shine some light in this darkness, and we can make people feel hopeful. And then I tell you, when we're conferencing with some very intelligent people and people like yourselves, Ron, when we're talking about why we're in the position that we're in today, there are solutions, and there is kind of like this plan forming, the plan to save Canada. And it doesn't necessarily have to get, like, you know, rowdy face to face with Muslims in your street. There's actually lots of things that are going to be coming out afterwards, and it's going to be a really, really good way to once some of Canada's awake, right, then we can you know, share with them what we need to do.
Yeah, because the you know, whether people realize it or not, you know, Europe and the West were caught up in a spiritual, psychological war, and we have to come to terms with it. And you know, we either are going to do something about it, or we're just going to submit to the globalist plan, which is not pretty. So I'm hopeful, and I got my fingers crossed, that people get the message that you can do something. You know, you hear it all the time, I'm sure, you know, and even in the small town I'm in, you know, I hear way too often, you know, well, there's not really anything we can do about it. And I go, that is absolutely the wrong attitude. There is everything we can do about it, okay? We got to get this mindset changed that, you know, we can't do anything. Well, that's why I'm so hopeful for Calgary. I hope that Calgary is the start point. You guys have done an awful pile of good work out there, and I'm sure
there's quite a few people united. There's quite a few people that that right. have the people of Canada on the top of their hearts right now.
Right. So you're almost like a target out there now. I mean, you ran for the school board. You made the CBC news.
I called right? the LGBT terrorists.
You know, they pulled down your Facebook page on you. And what was your crime? You ran for the school board. You spoke what needed to be spoken.
Well, I hurt some feelings. Well, I hurt some people's feelings.
People are a little easily offended now, aren't they? You know, I
did that. I got almost 2,000 votes, and I didn't have to get one. I didn't send one piece of literature out. So
I know you did.
Good
really...
press is bad, or bad press is good press, or whatever. It was
positive.
It was. I actually will do it again one day.
Yeah, I mean it's. But I think more than anything, because you were taking some pretty hard hits out there. I do believe that the purpose is to encourage other people, and I do believe that you accomplish that. That it can be done. I don't have to be, someone with 6 degrees or all that kind of stuff. It is possible for anybody to stand up. That's the other thing that I find is that people have really
self-confidence. What I was a good example of is what happens when there's not enough people that are ready to go onto the front lines like that, right? And uh-huh. rock the boat. Because Alberta actually lost big time in those provincial elections, mm-hmm. right? We have mayors that were reelected. We have, union boards and lobby groups. Their candidates were successful. Everything, because they're so organized and because their agendas are to keep control of the systems. They won in so many places. There was a couple wins, I think, throughout Alberta as far as people, the right people getting in the position. But just like my campaign, you know, I was saying, like, lots of people were against the curriculum and the the school fees are going up and there's lots of just average regular complaints, but the GSAs and the SOGI 123 curriculum was monopolizing the campaign and putting identity politics first. So these were all things that like tens of thousands of people are opposed. And then when it comes to a candidate that's actually saying that kind of stuff, it's like crickets, right? Like no volunteers, no donations. As soon as I was getting slandered in the media, I actually lost friends because people just didn't want to be associated to something that, and I mean, it wasn't my finest hour when I called the LGBT community terrorists, but they were terrorizing the campaign. So like it was a symbolic, right? I don't regret it. If people don't understand, then whatever. But And I'm only human. So, but yeah, I felt that we had a really, really big loss because it was months and months previous to those elections where I was telling, like, everyone has to run for these positions. Everyone has to get involved. Like, we need to be watching every single ward, counselor, candidate. We need to, you know, all these things. And there was, it's kind of, when people are busy, like, actually working and supporting their families and stuff, they don't have time. And this is why they create these little, like, lobby groups and these union boards. It's because they can pay people to do nothing except for make their opinions policy, uh-huh. right? So a parallel system is what we want. We want the first of all, it needs to get balanced where we have equal amounts of organization, and then we need to, like, storm the country with the solutions that will actually keep Canadians with their freedoms and liberties, right? So, like I said, there's a couple really cool proposals that are coming through, and I'm pretty sure that if people just stay tuned for a few weeks after the event, that we'll have some other things to be talking about on this radio show, and how we can get people a little bit more educated and show people ways that, like, I would love to, like, do little movements too, like, everybody, like, cancel your Netflix subscriptions and subscribe to this, you know, like, for people, I don't know, there's so much that people can do just to, like, create a little bit more wellness and wealth for themselves, right, and for the country. So it's just kind of like, unplug from over here, plug in over here, right? Because when you plug in over here, you're going to get truth. When you're right. plugged in over there, you're going to get nothing but just distraction and I don't know, frequency waves that, I don't know, like, it's just, there's so much that people don't understand.
Oh, yes, there is. We got like 1 minute, I think, left.
Okay.
So can you do your Facebook, and if you got a website, and just the name and times and all that stuff real quick?
I can. So the time is now in Calgary, April 13th and 14th. You can go to the time is now on Facebook, and you can also search United We Stand to get tickets for those conference on Friday night is on Eventbrite. And if you go to the time is now and click on events, you will actually see all three events. All details are there. Links for the tickets to Eventbrite are there. It's all in one place, so I don't have to say much more than that. Friday the 13th conference, Saturday 11 till 3 outdoor event at City Hall, and then Saturday evening from 6 till 10 is the Calgary Life Church and a concert and celebration of everyone coming together.
And if you can't get there, right, think about, you know, a small donation or something to help.
Oh, it would be great.
Along, because these folks have worked their tails off to begin really the take back of this nation and get it back on track, because it's terribly fallen off the tracks in the last few decades. And it's a beautiful country. It's the richest country in the world. And the idea that anybody should be homeless or hungry should be acceptable to no one. So thank you very much, Karen, and all the best on the 13th and the 14th. And I'm going to put this up on my Facebook.
And keep on rocking in the free world.
There you go. Okay. So, and remember, well, we're out of time, so we got to go. But anyways, thank you so much for being here today, Karen. And
thanks, Rob. Thanks again.
Yeah, all the best to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Selling lies and buying time. Killing people that's in line. Lower class and social slime. They don't matter. Genocide. Sick from water. Sick from air. Making money. They don't care. Censorship. Force of air. Fuck them back. It's only for the warm. They shoot. They kill. They mass up from rain. They burn. No one makes country trees lie to your face.